Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Miracle Internet Church, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy and for his patience with us. You know, all throughout the Old Testament, the Lord shows us how he kept trying to work with the Israelites. He kept trying to get them to see the beauty of his covenant agreement and arrangement with them. And he tried to get them to cooperate, to come into agreement with him so that he could cover them, so that he could bless them, so that he could promote them, so that he could elevate them, so that he could avenge them. But no matter what he did, they kept breaking the covenant. They kept breaking the agreement. They would not consistently stay in agreement with him. And because of that, many terrible things happened to them. But you see, saints, two can't walk together lest they be agreed. And we have to choose by an act of our will to walk in agreement with our Lord and Savior and with his holy word. Sometimes it's quite difficult. It's challenging. But he will help us if we ask for help. You see, if you think you can do it on your own, and you can march out there and live the Christian life on your own, and you're not going to need any help, you're wrong. You're wrong. We live in a wicked world, and the flesh yields to the wicked part. But the new man, born of the Spirit of God, yields toward the Lord. And we have to choose which way we're going to go. But even after we choose, we need help and we need strength for the Lord. So we're going to continue to pray for each other in this way. We're going to pray for everybody in the ministry today to have more strength, to have more endurance, and to be able to make the right choice at those crucial moments. You know, there's those crucial moments when you're provoked or when you're tempted. You need the strength of the Lord to rise up in you at that moment. So today, while we're praying, we're going to pray for that, for everyone in the ministry. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that is, wherever you are around the globe. Amen? And on Sundays, we meet as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, Eastern Time, and whatever time you have around the globe. And we thank you for joining us. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. I'm here. You here. And the Lord is here. And that's what's important. The Lord is in our midst. He says where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in our midst. So you know this is now the month of September. We've made it through the majority of this year. And it's interesting that it's flying by so fast. Before we know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. And I want you to consider the fact that we're entering into a season of a lot of warfare. You see, we have Jewish holidays coming up. We have what the world celebrates as Halloween coming up. And then we go right into other Christian holidays. So that's a lot of warfare coming up during that time. And so you need to begin to prepare yourself mentally and spiritually and even emotionally. Because in this season, there's usually so much busyness that you get tired. And it's in those moments when we're not quite at our peak, that the devil wants to sneak in and try to do ugly little things. So we're not ignorant of Satan and his devices now, are we? No, we've been working on this for a good long time, and we've gotten stronger, and we're getting better at it. But you need to begin to prepare yourself for the season that's coming upon us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to thank Brother Bill for the things that he does in the ministry that nobody really knows about but me and a couple of more people. He does a lot of things to help pastor to get things together. And I want to thank him publicly. And I also want to remind us that he is not the back door of the ministry, and he should not be treated that way. Amen? Amen. If you have questions, you may write pastor at gproom@outlook.com. And so you say, well, I wrote you once and you didn't say anything back. Well, perhaps the Holy Spirit didn't give me anything to say at that time. Have you considered that?
Yeah.
Possible, you know. But mostly everybody gets an answer. If you ask me to pray, I may just stop and pray right then, and I may not say anything then. But what you asked me to pray for, I prayed about. Amen? Amen. So you see, God is in the blessing business, and he is blessing all of us right now. Amen? He's blessing each one of us right now. So, the Lord, and we're going to ask him for some more strength. Yes, we are, because we're going to need it in the days that are coming upon us, and they're coming faster than we are aware. They'll be here with the blink of an eye. Amen. They'll be here in the blink of an eye. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you that we are still here in the earth. We still have an opportunity to witness to others concerning you. We still have an opportunity to encourage one another. We still have an opportunity to fellowship together in the Spirit and praise your name, Lord. We can still learn many things about you while we're here. And we want to thank you, Father, that you tell us that you will gird us with strength to battle. That's what we need. We need strength to walk in peace. We need strength to battle even with our mouths closed. We thank you, Lord, that you will help us and you will give us the grace so that we are not easily provoked, that we are not easily upset, that we are not easily aggravated or annoyed or frustrated. We know that that's just an attack of the devil. And sometimes, Father, it catches us off guard. But we ask you to give us a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, by your grace, by your love for us, by the blood that was shed on Calvary for all of our sins, to give us a speedy recovery so that our foot doesn't slip, so that our enemy doesn't gain an advantage, so that a door is not open, so that the enemy cannot come back and steal blessings. We thank you and we give you praise. The Bible says that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that we have the petition that we've asked for. So, Father, you want us to prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. You want us to exhibit the character and nature of Jesus Christ at all times. And we're asking for more grace. The Bible says you give us more and more grace. You'll give us the grace, and you will help us, Lord, to deal with those areas of weakness. Sometimes it was generational. It's a generational weakness. Sometimes it's just ours. But regardless, you will help us. You will help us to gain strength in our weak places. And we thank you. Yes, Lord. And you will cause us to overcome. We thank you. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. The word says that you have commanded your strength. You've commanded your strength for us because you are our refuge and strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. You promised to give strength to your people and to bless your people with peace. Lord, you are our strength and our shield. Our heart trusts in you, and you help us. And we thank you for it. You give power to the faint, and to those of us that have no might, you increase strength. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you will help us to do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We have not forgotten, Father, to continually wear the armor of God. And we thank you that because we have obeyed you, we are able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We give you praise, Lord. We lift up holy hands before you without wrath or without doubting. We repent of every time we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin. We thank you for your abundant and overflowing love toward us. We thank you for the fire of God burning in our vessel. We thank you for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ upon our lips. We thank you for grace, grace, and even more grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to praise you. We thank you for helping us to worship you. We thank you for helping us to reverence you. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to crucify our flesh and to walk victorious in the earth in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bow down before you. We are weak as humans, Lord, but where we are weak, your strength comes to the forefront. We yield to your spirit, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, and we thank you for this abundant love that none of us deserve, but you have decided to set your love and affection upon us. We thank you, Lord. We do not take this grace for granted. We do not take your peace and your joy and your righteousness that you give us for granted. No, Jesus took sin upon himself, our sin. We might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He took the filth and degradation and vileness and corruption of our sin upon himself on Calvary, that we might have robes of righteousness before you, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the truth that makes us free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. We are free, Lord, free to walk in the liberty of your love and to display Jesus Christ wherever we are, no matter the circumstances, no matter what has happened to us during the day. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Lord, that you attend to our prayer. You hear us whenever we pray, Lord. We open our hearts to you, Lord. And as we prayed the last time we were together, Lord, those stones over the tomb doors in our lives, Lord, we commanded those stones to be rolled away. Yes, rolled away so that you can deal with us in those areas, Lord, that we can be more like you, that the old man will truly pass away, Father. We thank you. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, for your wondrous works in the children of men, Father. We love you, Lord. all eyes are waiting upon you, Lord. And we thank you for your touch in our lives. We thank you for your touch and your presence when our hearts are broken, when we're in despair, when we are tempted with rejection or hopelessness or self-pity or depression. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you because you are good all the time. Your love is enduring. It's everlasting. You are faithful to your people, Lord. You never abandon us nor forsake us. So we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Father, help us to cast down every imagination. And every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge, the character, and nature of Jesus Christ, and bring those very thoughts bound in the name of Jesus into captivity to Jesus Christ. We command those thoughts that have gone through our minds all this week that do not honor who Jesus Christ is to be bound in the name of Jesus. We send you into the cage, chained with eternal chains under darkness, and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We forbid you to exalt yourself in our thought life ever again in Jesus' name. We forbid you to present yourself to us ever again in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. We bind every fear in Jesus' name. And we release the faith of God in us. Faith in your overcoming power working within us in the name of Jesus. You did not give us a spirit of fear, power, and of love, and of a sound mind. We take hold of our sound mind right now, a righteous, right mind in Jesus' name. We access the mind of Christ, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we bind the devil from continually attacking our minds in Jesus' name. We bind all warfare, and we return to sender all warfare that twists and contorts our thoughts, that twists and contorts the electric currents that run through our brains in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. In your prayer languages, Rusele, Riki Bush and Abakuta, we bind the demons that attack our minds, that have us going backwards, or bringing confusion, or having us in a tailspin. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of us right now. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Everybody. Cough it out in Jesus' name. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yergise terebrike de ishun derabrosa tarabara. Rusale de yosundri briki. Rukosa terebrigata. Blockages that have been placed in our minds by the enemy to keep us from doing our normal procedures in Jesus' name. And the activities of daily living, that we do something that is not common or usual for us to do. We return it to the sender right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We chain it with eternal chains in the darkness, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they come at you one way, and they flee seven ways. Get out of our minds. Get out of our thoughts. Get out of the electricity in our bodies in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to reorient the electrical currents in our bodies to please you in Jesus' name, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we are flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. We ask you, Lord, to order the hormonal activity in our bodies. Hey, yes, amen. Risa da bruko le dio sun de bri. Ki rishita da brahata rigise men shete da bru. Risa le dio sun da rakahada rigise de le dio sun da bru. Ri le 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 ostan de brike de dio sun de brike da roku. Risa le dio kosha da brike de san da bri. Sila le dio sun da brike de rakahada. Yargula le le asata da brike de dio sun da brike de dia ka. Shundara mana kusha de di asara braisa de di osata kuma mama mama shandara broka de di osuta yarro kuha rekisa de broka de isha mama baka. Yes, Lord. Everybody deep breath and cough. Everybody deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Cough that out. That's an attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. Rukande resita de brike. Those spirits that keep bringing forgetfulness. No. God is not unrighteous to forget, and neither are we. We reject forgetfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject all forgetfulness in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it right back to the enemy in Jesus' name. Risa la le dio sun da broca di dio sun da bre. Ki ba ba shan da broca di abresa da regise. Yerugu de der coho rekise me me mama kata. Erukuso to do brisa da bre. The memory of the righteous is blessed in Jesus' name. It's blessed. It's blessed of Almighty God. And no one can curse what he has blessed. Risa la le dio sun da bre ki shi de da bru. Rigege shama mama kuta ragasa da bre. We bind every spoken curse, and we return it to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind dementia. We bind Alzheimer's. We bind memory lapse in Jesus' name. Ruka si de rikisha terabreke de sondoro kohore. Risa la de dio sunda rabaraka tarabrese de rukusa. Irisita da brike eshan da bruka bababashota. Rukosa, we shut the portals and the inroads to confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. Erga bababasha. Irisita da brise tarabreke de dio sota. Risa la de dio sota da brike de she da bruka bababasha. We bind every spirit that is opposed to the sound mind that Jesus Christ gave us on Calvary. Rike ba sha sa da bruka de di ya sa da bruka. Ruka de di brisha da da bruka ha da da dio suta. Rike shi da da bruka ba 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 sha de di dio suta da bri. Kir ya sa da bruka da da ba sha da da bruka de di dio suta ruka ka. Ya rikisa da rukusa da da bruka de. The torment of these devils goes back into the demon in Jesus' name. Ruka bababasa de dabrihe deese de dabri. Rike de dariosan de dabrika. We command you to come out of us now. Come out of all of us at once in Jesus' name. Ruka de dabri. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to make these demons come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Get out in Jesus' name. Risa de diosutu dobrisa mama mama kusha. Yarrekusa tada brike de dio surre kahale di diete che burushu risele de dio suta rakete da brike de dio sotto da pare rele le dio sondi riki babasha tada broka le di asa yarruku de de rukusa tada brisha tada broka de dio sata rakaha rukusa tada bri. We bind insanity coming down the family lines in Jesus name. Ruka te de brisha te da breke de di dio sotto ro bre. Rala la le ya ka ba ba sha te da bruka te de brisha te da bre. Sulla la dio sur ka ha de rukusa te de brisha ta. Yer rukusa se te da brisha te da dio sotto. We ban self condemnation in Jesus name. Ruka si di brisha te da breke de di dio sotto. Rege si te da brisha te da braha ba 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 kota. We bind every disease and infirmity and ailment and affliction that affect our minds in the name of Jesus. We command you to leave us now and never return. We wrap the blood stripes of Jesus Christ around every part of our minds and our brains in Jesus' holy name. Ruko sulla le le ti risite da breke de da dio sutta da bre si de da brusta la le dia sa ha 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 sha ta da bre reke si de da breke de da dio sutta da bre ruko ta da brusta ta da breke de da dio sutta da breke de. We release healing, healing in the mind, healing in the brain in Jesus name. Hallelujah. Reke si de da broka le dio sutta da bre il risite da bruco te da brisha ta da bruka de dio sutta. Come and rest upon us, Lord. Rest on your people. Ruka zite rabrusa. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and underneath the earth in Jesus' name. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, all witchcraft attacks, the very source we bind and chain in the name of Jesus Christ. We return the attack onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. And all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology demons and all their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, their attacks, water marine spirits, their attacks, sex devils, their attacks, unclean spirits, their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits and their attacks, the voices of the stranger in their attack, the Havana syndrome, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the changes in the brain that the enemy initiates in Jesus' name through his attacks. We bind all injuries to the brain and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in Jesus' name, all target radio frequency attacks, all electronic attacks, all pulse weapons in their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies, and we return them to the sender according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind the voices of the stranger in their attacks and all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals in their intent. And every way that is released that is against the will of Jesus Christ, against his people. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European,
Caribbean, American, Latin American, Chaldean, Egyptian, Santeria, Buddhist, black magic, and all black and white magic in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. Each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture, we bind the work of the demons during the high days in Jesus' name. We bind the work of the demons during the high days in Jesus' name. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, and impulsivity in the name of Jesus. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devils and satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders in their webs, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and science and human reasoning and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity and supplanting in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spice, touch, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels over us at all times, praising your holy name. We return and loose all of the attacks on the enemy to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressor, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, demons that have entered in through the imagination. We bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to get out of us. Every demon that has entered in through the imagination, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment right now. We bind lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom, and we chain him with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting abuse, trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Mammon, and Atlas, and we chain you all with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft along with tumors and their pagan sources.
We break the power of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and its meaning, and we call for the fire of God to destroy it in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as all of their mind control. We reject mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject all mind control, and we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out of the people. Come out of the people of God. Come out of the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. Every order, type, and rank of mind control, we bind you. We cage you. We send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We thank you right now, Lord, for freedom, freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. You have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and every chain, to break every yoke and every chain. Be broken in Jesus' name. And to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does, and the Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand, Lord, shall save us. We thank you for grace. We thank you for power over the enemy. We thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we pull out all fiery darts. Pull them out. Pull those darts and pins and needles and spears out right now in the name of Jesus. Pull them out. Send them back where they came from. Send them back, back wherever you came from in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant. All voodoo, all witchcraft, all curses set by the enemy, we return it to you right now. It's not ours. God didn't order it for us. We do not receive it in Jesus' name. In fact, we reject it, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We disconnect ourselves, Lord, from every form of ungodliness or sin or anything that is not pleasing to you that followed us and attached itself to us during the course of the day. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. The enemy shall not trip us up, saints. The enemy shall not trip us up. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we burn all ungodly silver cords and ley lines. We sever from ourselves. We circumcise ourselves from all ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, covenants, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every form and type of agreement with the demonic realm. Sometimes, Lord, people say things and we just say, uh-huh, without thinking. Forgive us for that. We disconnect ourselves from them uh-huhs in the name of Jesus. We cut ourselves and sever ourselves from all ungodly silver cords and ley lines in Jesus' name. We break down and destroy all walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, witches, warlocks, sorcerers, and all of those who release curses against the righteous in Jesus' name. We unhook ourselves from every hook of the enemy. We break the power of every spell, vex, hex, and curse. All fetishes, charms, all psychic thoughts, psychic prayers, witchcraft, death, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, magic, sorcery, rukasa, bewitchment, torments, pain, sickness, and destruction, all psychic warfare, psychic powers, all ungodly prayer chains. We break their agreements and destroy their covenants one with another in the name of Jesus Christ. Rukasa, we bind the incense and candle burning, all the incantations, ungodly blessings, chantings, hoodoo, root works, crystal work, tribal rituals, and sins. We cut ourselves free from all of it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare ourselves to be free in the name of Jesus, free in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you for releasing the blessing, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Now, everybody, put your hands together for the Godhead. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your holy warring angels warring over us all the time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your magnificent grace, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, saints, praise the Lord. Amen. God is rich in mercy toward his people. Yes, he's rich in mercy toward his people. And our Father blesses us. Yes, our Heavenly Father, amen, he blesses us. Yes, he does. He gives us many blessings. And sometimes we don't think about how blessed we really are. So tonight we're going to talk about it a little bit. Our featured psalm is Psalm 7. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 13:7. Our featured ebook, which can be found on our webpage, if you look under, if you click the link that says books and ebooks, is, I didn't write it down. Bring that back down. I think I did test. What did I do, Lord? What did you tell me? Oh, I know. Testing the Spirit's Bible Study. Now, saints, the Lord wants everybody to read this book. And then if you haven't read it in a long time, reread it, because it's important for you to keep this at the forefront of your mind. Testing the spirits is important. It's extremely important because every, praise the Lord, because every voice is not the Lord. Every little nudge is not Jesus Christ. Amen? So we have to test the spirits to see if they be of God. We have to try the Spirit. Yes, we do. And if you go into the archive, that's right, the instructions are as follows. The instructions are, ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive, and he will conduct a guided tour, and he will take you to the sermons that he wants you to hear. We did not say, I did not say, go up on YouTube and see what you can find. No, YouTube is for those people who don't know about us yet. That's why it's there, for them to find out about us and to come and to become a part of us and to learn, amen, and to be set free. You have the website, amen, and your instructions are to ask the Holy Spirit to take you on a tour where he wants you to go on the website and to make a little list with him of the sermons he wants you to hear, and then you listen to them because God is trying to work in you. Your instructions were not, these are not your instructions for you to just go up on Google and see what you can find. No, that's called disobedience. Your instructions are to ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the website, to take you into the archive sermon. Those were your instructions. And following those instructions brings the blessings of obedience. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we are increasing our obedience to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So, tonight the Lord wants to talk about some of the blessings that he blesses his people with. In Psalm 29, verse 11, Psalm 29, verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. He says that he will. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So, when you need strength, when you need peace, who do you go to? Well, the Lord is here to help us. You don't run around fretting, wallowing around in a circle, just going nutty. No, you don't do that. You go to the Lord. He's given us a promise here, and he never fails in his promises. Amen? Amen. You bring him to remembrance on his word, and you stand on it, and you believe it, and you said, Father, your word says you will give strength to your people, that you will bless us with peace. I need it right now. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen? Psalm 67, beginning with verse 4. Psalm 67, beginning with verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Yes, Father, we ask you to govern our nation on the earth. Whatever nation we are in, we're in over 100 nations, Lord. We ask you to govern over us and to judge the people righteously. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Yes, our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That's one of the reasons. Just one reason that we make an effort to believe in the blessings of the Lord for us, because it has the effect of causing people all over the earth to fear him, to reverence him. Amen? It's not just us. It's them too. Praise the Lord. It's the truth. So in Philippians 4:19, the Lord reminds us that he supplies all of our needs according to his riches, not according to your checking account. Not according to your savings account. Not according to your investment portfolio. Not according to whatever your wages are on your job. That's not what he said. He said, my God shall supply all your need, not part of your need, all your need, according to his riches in glory. Where no thief can rob nor destroy. Where rust doesn't corrupt. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So don't keep believing what you think this scripture says. Believe what the scripture actually does say. If you're just going to look to how much you make on your job, and if they give you a bonus, and if this and if that, and if you can hold on to this and not spend that and do this. No, that's not what he said. He said, he will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's what he said. Don't take away from what he said. Amen? one of our needs as believers in Jesus Christ is encouragement. That's right, encouragement. I am always blessed by the encouraging words that the saints post in the MIC chat room. You thought I didn't read them, didn't you? Well, you're wrong. Romans chapter 1, verse 12. Romans chapter 1, verse 12. That I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Really? Yes. That I may be comforted. I receive comfort together with you by our mutual faith, yours and mine. Amen. There is comfort to be found in the fellowship of believers. Amen. And we don't take it for granted because it's a blessing from our Heavenly Father. Amen? Job chapter 36, verse 4. Job chapter 36, verse 4. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Perfect in knowledge? Yep. Perfect in knowledge. You see, saints, we desire to be well-rounded in the knowledge of our God. This is a blessing. We want to know about our God. We want to get to know him better and better. Why? Because it's a blessing to our lives and to the lives of others that we come into contact with. When we know him better, we relate to him better. Amen? And when we relate to him better, we're able to release our faith in what we know about him. And when we release our faith, we receive the corresponding blessing. Amen? So we find it a blessing to get to know our Heavenly Father, his word, his spirit, better and better. We don't want to be in the dark. We want to always walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen? This is a blessing to our souls, saints. It takes many years and much experience and revelation to walk in the fullness of this blessing. Yes, it does. But it is available to each of us at our own stage of development. It is available to each of us at our own stage of development. No one is left out. No one is overlooked. Amen? Youth has a tendency to accept whatever it hears, King, God's judgment upon it. Very dangerous. Therefore, many times, youth will despise and cast off wisdom and choose instead veiled evil. What does that mean? It appears to be sparkling and wonderful and new and exciting to them, but it's just evil with a veil thrown over it. And foolishness. Why do they choose foolishness? Because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction drives it far from him. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction drives it far from him. Woe to the middle-aged who are still acting this way. That's right. By the time you get into your 30s, and into your 40s and then into your 50s, if you're still operating this way, you need to seriously seek the Lord, because you have skipped phases of maturity that you should have accessed. Not only accessed, but grown into by now. You know, that's one of the problems with the present generation. They don't want to grow up. They don't want to grow up. See, that's the problem. They don't want to grow up. They don't want to mature. They don't want forward with Jesus. That's a problem, you see. You see, the normal procedure as God has laid it out for people is for us to put away childish things, childish thinking, childish believing, childish behaviors, all of that, and foolishness is to depart when we enter into adulthood, and then we begin to grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. But the present generation is having none of that for the most part. They still want to play these little games, these little electronic games. They don't want to read. They want to play games. So what can God do with that? The Bible tells us to give attention to reading. Reading is fundamental. Some of you are yet to read one of the 150 books that we have on the website. Just one of them. You can download them to your phone. Amen? We have an entire several generations of people now who want to play electronic games instead of reading. They want to play with toys. When it's time to mature and to gain wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Amen? So we need to learn to follow the Lord in this way. We need to learn to follow the Lord in this way. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Pleasing to who? Pleasing to the Lord. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing. That means you, just as we go from strength to strength, we're supposed to increase continually in the knowledge of God. To want it, saints, it's not going to land on your head. You've got to want it, and you must seek him for it. Amen? The opportunity to get to know Almighty God better is a blessing. The world doesn't have this blessing. The body of Christ does. Psalm 73, verse 28. Psalm 73, verse 28. But it is good for me. Say, good for me. It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy work. You know, there are times when we come to pray and come to praise the Lord that some people don't have very much to say. Why? Because they don't know very much about God. That's why. and their relationship with him is shallow, and it has very little depth. But saints, we're not supposed to have a shallow relationship with the Lord. Our relationship should have roots, deep roots, good roots, strong roots. It ought to have some depth to it, some breadth to it. We don't teach you here to have a shallow relationship with the Lord. Quite the contrary. Amen? Amen. It is good for me to draw near to God. You know, we ought to say this to ourselves every day. Self, it's good for me to draw near to God. It is. And those of you who do not choose to join us when we are fasting, you miss an excellent opportunity to draw near to God. You don't yet realize the blessings that you are forsaking by choosing not to participate. When the Lord calls the body to fasting, he has something in mind for us to bless us. Amen? It's the truth. Romans 8, Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 24. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. You, Jesus Christ, I bless your holy name. We are saved by hope. But if you could see what you're hoping for, you wouldn't bother to hope for it. But if we do not see what we're hoping for, then we wait with patience for God to bring it from the invisible realm into the visible, from the unseen into the seen. And we wait for it. That's when we use our faith and patience, because it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. So, we with patience and hope that moves into faith, we wait for it. Yes, God does answer prayer. He does answer prayer. Another thing. We hope for eternal salvation. Yes, we do. We hope for eternal salvation at the end of our tenure here on earth. Many events must occur before that event, before we leave the planet. We must come to Jesus Christ. That's one of the events that must take place. And Jesus said in John chapter 6, John chapter 6, beginning with verse 44, that no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent him, sent me, draw him. Nobody can come to Jesus except the Father draw him to Jesus. So many of you or many of us rather, are believing people to come to the Lord. So in our prayers, we ask the Father to draw them to Jesus Christ. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We must come to Jesus Christ. It's important. It's extremely important. As verse 45, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. No man can come to me, Jesus says. Father which hath sent me, draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. And they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me, Jesus said. You see, saints, we must eat his flesh and drink his blood. You say, what you say, Pastor? That's right. Jesus said this to us. In John chapter 6, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 50, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am, Jesus said, the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. That's right. That's what Jesus said. That he's the living bread. He didn't say he was the living cracker or the living wafer. He said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. That's what Jesus said. Jesus also said in John chapter 6, verse 53, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, Jesus said, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. So you see, in our hope for eternal salvation, there are many events that must take place in our lives. We have to come to Jesus. And we have to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. Yes, we must. We must reap souls. We must reap souls. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise.
That's part of what we are to accomplish.
Yes, it's part of what we're to be doing. In the Gospel of John,
chapter 12,
on verse 25, Jesus reminds us of some other things, some other events that must take place in our lives. John chapter 12, verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it. If you're going to cling to your earthly life down here, all the things that comprise it, what you own, where you live, what you wear, what you eat, so on and so forth, you'll lose that. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He that doesn't want to cling on to life as we know it down here shall keep his life into eternal life. We must learn to love far less our life in this world. That's one of the things that has to happen if we plan to inherit eternal life and hold on to it.
That's right. It must be this way.
Also, we must enter through the right gate.
That's right. We must enter through the right gate.
In Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 13, we have an instruction that we must follow. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Really? Yes. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. You see, a lot of people choose the easy way out. Well, the easy way will lead you to destruction. The way that leads to eternal life is more challenging. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Amen. The narrow way which leadeth to life is more challenging than the broad way that leads to destruction. But you have to choose. You have to make a decision, you see. The way to heaven is through the narrow gate. It's through the straight gate that has a narrow way. The way to hell is broad, and the gate to it is wide enough for multitudes who have chosen the easy way. But the way to heaven is a narrow road, and only a find it. Amen? So we have to decide which way is our way. That event must happen in our lives. Another event that must happen is that we must live free from sin. We must live, not visit, live continually free from sin. Romans chapter 5, verse 21. Romans chapter 5, verse 21. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. The reign of sin in a life brings death. but the reign of grace through right standing with our Lord and Savior leads us into eternal life by him. He is our Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 16. Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself? Who's doing the yielding? You are. What are you yielding, turning over? Yourself. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. You see, if you want to be the Lord's servant, you have to obey him. If you don't want to be the Lord's servant, you'll be obeying Satan. There's no middle ground. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. We encourage obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were, past tense, ye were the servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart, not in hypocrisy, from the heart, that form of doctrine, that form of teaching which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you're free from its bondage and its grasp. You made a different choice, and ye became the servants of righteousness. You had to choose that. As ye have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, you're now being encouraged to even so now yield your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. But if you've come to Christ and you live in him, you're no longer a servant of sin. You're a servant to righteousness unto holiness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? You want that fruit to die, failure, in that particular area of life. Things that now you're ashamed of, you ever even heard of them, much less that you participated in them. For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. That's right. This is one of the things that has to happen for us to lay hold on eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's important that we understand this, that we have become free from sin. Jesus did that for us. Why? So that we could become servants to God. And now we have different fruit growing in our life. We're not bringing forth that corrupt fruit from sin anymore. At least we shouldn't be. Amen? Let's go to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2 verse 11. Amen. It goes First Timothy, Second Timothy, Titus. We're looking for Titus, T-I-T-U-S, the book of Titus. It's not a big book. If you can't find it at first, don't be ashamed to use the table of contents. Amen? Amen. Titus chapter 2, beginning with verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That's a very serious word there. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, not just some, all, teaching us that denying ungodliness, forsaking ungodliness, being done with ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, serious-minded, righteously, and godly in this present world. You see, we have to deny ungodliness and uncleanness and unholy things and the things that the world lusts after, forsake that, so that we can live serious-minded. We can be righteous and we can be godly. When? While we're here in the world. While we're here on the earth. Amen? Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're looking for his appearing. We don't want to miss it. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, all sin, all trespasses, all generational sin, all our sins, sins we keep repeating over and over and over and over again, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify. He wants to purify us unto himself, a peculiar, a special select people who are zealous, who are on fire for good work. That's what he wants. We ought to be participants in this. That's some of the event that must take place as we lay hold on eternal life. Amen? Yes. We must. Did I skip one more? Yes, I missed one. We must continue in well-doing and seek eternal life. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then Romans. Romans chapter 2. And we're going to verse 7. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. To them who by patient continuance, patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. How are we going to do it? By patient continuance in well-doing. That's how. That's how we're going to do. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're going to do what's right because it is right, because it is pleasing to our Heavenly Father, because it is in line with the character and nature of Jesus Christ, because it is holiness. Amen? We're going to do what is right. We must fight the good fight of faith.
That's right.
We must fight the good fight of faith, not the good fight of hopelessness or the good fight of depression or the good fight of alcoholism. No, we're to fight the good fight of faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. We are told to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold, get strong. You know, somebody can hand you something, and you can just stand there and look at them and say, okay, you've given this to me. Or you can lay hold on it, can grasp it. You can take possession. Fight the good fight of faith. Then lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. We're called to eternal life. And has professed a good profession before many witnesses. We run all over the place telling people that we're Christians and that we belong to Jesus. Well, guess what? We need to take hold of the blessing of eternal life. It's very important. Verse 19, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation, a good foundation against the time to come. Really?
Uh-huh.
That's right. A good foundation against the time to come. Amen. Let me back that up a little bit. Starting in verse 17, charging them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. So we're not going to trust in uncertain riches, whether we have what we think are riches or not. We're not going to trust in whatever we think we've got. But in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. There's supposed to be some enjoyment from our Father. That they do good, that they be rich in good work. You know, faith without work is dead. Ready to distribute, ready to share, willing to communicate. We're willing to give whatever the Lord requires of us. We're willing to open up our hearts to saints that are in need. We're not stingy. We're not hoarders. We're not greedy. Laying up in store for themselves, those that do this, a good foundation against the time to come, that they may do what? Lay hold on eternal life. That's right. We also must endure temptation. We also must endure temptation. James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. You see, you have to love the Lord, calling themselves Christians that do not actually love the Lord. You see, you can't get the crown of life if you don't love him, because he's promised it to those that love him. Amen? It's the truth. It is the truth. We must be serious-minded and hope to the very end of our moments of life to enter in to eternal life. We've got to take this hope all the way through to the end. It would be awful if, as you're approaching the end of your days here, you suddenly decide you're going to go follow something else. Seriously? No. We have to go all the way to the end. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. We have a hope of eternal life, and God promised it before the world began, and God can't lie. So it's so. Now flip the page over to chapter 3, Titus chapter 3, verse 7. Titus chapter 3, verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We are inheriting that hope of eternal life. We're to inherit eternal life. We've been cleared by his grace. Amen? And our Father has left us, bequeathed to us, the hope of eternal life. We've been called to it. We are called to lay hold on it. We're called to do many things as we continue to that place, to that event. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again. We've been born again unto a lively hope. How did that happen? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled, and it doesn't fade away, and it's reserved in heaven for us. We who are kept by the power of God, we are kept, not because we're so strong and great, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. We operated in the measure of faith that took us into salvation, and there's a lot that's involved in our salvation, not just saying, I came to Jesus Christ. No, there's a lot more. Ready to be revealed in the last time. God is still unfolding the grace and power of the salvation that he has granted unto us in our lives. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. We're going to verse 9. Receiving the end product of your faith. That's right, receiving the end product of your faith. What's that? The salvation of your soul. Verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. As a result of this, gird up, strengthen, empower the loins of your mind. Deal with your mind. We prayed for our minds at the beginning. Get some strength in your mind. Some steadfastness, some faithfulness, some truthfulness, some patient continuance in your mind, and be sober, be serious about it, be serious-minded, and hope to the end, all the way to the end of your last breath, that's where, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes. All the way through. Don't let go. I've turned back from following the devil. I've come to the Lord and I won't let go. You got to have some stick-to-itiveness with this if you plan to actually enter into eternal life. We must allow the promise of eternal life to live within us as we continue in fellowship with our Father and Jesus Christ. You see, this hope for eternal life, this promise that we've been called to, it has to be alive in us. It can't be a factoid. It has to live and breathe in us. And we must embrace it and possess it. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John, that's at the back of the Bible. 1 John. It's 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John. 1 John. Let that therefore abide or live in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. You see, what you received at the beginning, it has to live in you and it has to remain in you. We must live in Christ. You shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. That's the truth. Let's go to chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. It's not in Confucius. It's not in Buddha. It's not in Muhammad. It's none of those places or all that other foolishness that they've come up with. There are not a million ways to the Father. No. All paths do not lead to the true and living God. This life is in his Son. It's not in the New World Order. It's in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not light. There's no middle ground. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, if we ask anything according to whose will? His will. He heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Let me say that again. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. They do not continue rolling in sin day after day, on and on, just continually, never repenting, never caring, just rolling with it. No. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's why they do what they do and say what they say, because they live in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come. That's right, Jesus came in the flesh and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Amen. Amen. We must keep ourselves in the love of God, looking forward to eternal life. That's right. Let's go to the book of Jude. That's the little book that comes right before the book of Revelation. Jude, J-U-D-E. And we're going to verse 20. Jude 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, and keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's right. So, you see, saints, we must overcome sin. That's something else that must happen in our lives. We have to overcome sin. Now, let's go to the book of Revelation for a moment, just for a moment or two. And we're going to chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We want to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. We have to overcome sin. Why? Because it's to him that overcometh that gets to eat of the tree of life. That's right. We've got to overcome. Let's go to verse 11. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. There's a second death? Yes, there is. And you don't want to have any part of it. Amen. There's no escape from that. To verse 17. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. You see, there's things to receive from the Lord, but we must overcome. Let's go to chapter 3. Let's go to chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, not he that quits and doesn't make it. No. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Presents the righteousness of the saint. And Jesus says, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So only to those that overcome do they receive this white raiment that represents the righteousness of the saints. And Jesus refrained from blotting out their name out of the book of life. So their names get to stay in the book of life. That's extremely important. And not only that, but Jesus will confess their name before his Father and before his angels. It's important that we overcome. That's right. The overcomer lives in us, and it's very, 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 very important that we overcome. We must be faithful unto death. Must we? Yes, we must. We must be faithful unto death. Let's go back to chapter 2, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. There it is. Be thou faithful unto death, Jesus said. And I will give thee a crown of life. Be thou faithful unto death. Take it all the way. Don't back up. Don't back down. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Beginning with verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 14. Follow peace with all men. Yeah. Even the ones that cut in front of you in traffic on purpose. Yes. Follow peace with all men. Now, if you're going to do that, you have to be prepared to close your mouth sometimes and not say anything. That's part of how we follow. You know, we've talked about that before. You can't always open your mouth and say what you think. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness. So we have to follow into holiness. We have to live holy lives because our God is holy, and he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. We must live holy lives. Why? Because without which no man shall see the Lord. You can't show up with no holiness. It won't work. You can't show up before the throne with no holiness. That just isn't going to work. Working diligently lest any man fail the grace of God. We have to be diligent. We don't want to fail the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. You know, we got to dig down with the Lord and go in those places in our lives where we've shoved all that old bitterness and anger and all those such things. And it's got to get out. And it can't ever come back. Almost everybody has one spot somewhere. It's a touchy little place. But it's got to go. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. We've got to be busy about the things that the Lord calls us to do. We have to be active, not passive. Amen? We must believe and obey the gospel. We must believe and obey the gospel. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 15. Verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him, in who? Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, let me tell you. There are people that tell you, all right, I believe in Jesus Christ. But you see, they don't follow through with that. They're just being a bit flippant. They don't follow through. You don't get away with not following through. You can't just sit there and say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. Well, the demons believe and tremble. You got to go past that stage. You've got to follow through with the Lord. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's a lot of love. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. No, the world was already condemned. But that the world through him, through Jesus Christ, might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why would they prefer darkness to the light of Jesus Christ? Because their deeds were evil. That's why. Amen. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, Jesus says, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. He that heareth his word, believeth on him that sent me, believes on the Heavenly Father. You can't just say, I believe on Jesus Christ and that's it. No. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There it is. Amen. It says God presents himself, not the way you want to twist it. John chapter 6, verse 40. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me. This is the Father's will, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day, Jesus said. Amen. Verse 47, John chapter 6, verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus Christ says, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So you know that he isn't talking about those people that are just flapping their jaws. These people have made a life change. Amen. We obtain eternal life now and may keep it forever if we abide in his truth and obey. However, it does not become, listen closely, it does not become an unforfeitable eternal possession until we enter into it. You see, Judas Iscariot decided to forfeit eternal life. And to tell you the truth, each of us could do it too. But most of us have chosen not to forfeit. I don't know about you, but that's my choice. Not to forfeit eternal life. Because you must realize that Jesus Christ can blot your name out of the book of life. If he's telling you he can refrain from doing that, that means he has the ability to do just that. Your name can be blotted out of the book of life if you choose to forfeit eternal life. Exodus chapter 32, verse 33. Exodus chapter 32, verse 33. And the Lord said, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. He can do it. It's possible. It has happened already. It can happen again. Amen? It can happen again. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14. The Lord is talking to his faithful saint. He says, leave me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. He can do that. He can do that. Don't forget it. He can do that. Psalm 69, verse 28. Psalm 69, verse 28. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Yes, God knows how to write. And he knows how to blot, too. Amen. Revelation chapter 3. We just covered this. We just talked about that one. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope. We have to have hope. Power of the Holy Ghost. Really? That's right. We don't just get hope and say, okay, I'm going to sit here. I've got some hope right here in my little cup here, and in my heart I've just got a little hope. No, we have to abound in hope. Overflow in hope. How can that happen? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's right. That is right. So we see that the hope of continuing in eternal life is a blessing from the Father. It's a blessing from the Father. Confidence is a blessing from our Heavenly Father. Confidence is a blessing from our Heavenly Father. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, confident, assured, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's going to keep working with us. He's going to keep working in us. He's going to keep helping us. He's going to keep strengthening us. He's going to keep encouraging us. He's going to keep us abounding in hope. Yes, we need to be confident in this. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. God didn't give that, so we ought not have it. But of power, he gave us that. And of love, he gave us that. And of a sound mind, he gave us that. These things we ought to have. We ought to be confident of this. We ought to know that we know that we know that we know that this is real. This is tangible. This is from God to us. Confidence is a firm belief, a firm trust, an unshakable reliance upon our God and his promises to us. It is a certainty in the heart and mind. It is the strong belief that another will keep his word, that God will actually do what he says he'll do. It is an assurance of the power of God Almighty at work. This is a blessing from our Heavenly Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know, not we guess, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. See, you've got to love him. To them who are called according to whose purpose? His purpose, not their own. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. So that we may boldly say, when we have confidence, we speak boldly. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. That's some boldness. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Why? Because the Lord is helping me. He's my helper, not my flaky neighbor down the street. No, it's the Lord. Restoration. That's right. Restoration is a blessing from our Heavenly Father. Restoration, that's right. Ruth chapter 4, verse 15. Ruth chapter 4, verse 15. Our Father restores life to us, and he nourishes us even in old age. Ruth chapter 4, verse 15. Of Ruth chapter 4 verse 15, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life. Some of us could use that restoration right now, and a nourisher of thine old age. Yes, the Lord does this for us. Psalm 23, verse 3. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restoreth my soul. The Lord restores our soul. Sometimes we've gone through a trial, we've gone through a temptation, we've gone through a challenge, and we feel completely drained and limp. But the Lord restores our soul. Ask him to do it. Psalm 103, verse 5. Psalm 103, verse 5. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things? Yes, he does. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen, amen, amen. I believe this. Do you? Amen. I believe this. Do you? Psalm 138, verse 7. Psalm 138, verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemy, and thy right hand shall save me. Amen. God revives me in the midst of battle. In the midst of the throes of the battle, in the heat of the battle, God revives me. Doesn't matter how much trouble is on this side, that side, and the other, in the midst of it all, my God shall revive me. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That means 5 minutes ago is gone. Behold, all things are become new. Our God is a restorer of life to us. You see, when you reject Jesus, you reject your only hope for peace and prosperity. In the New Testament, the saints walked in a level of holiness before the Lord. They weren't alcoholics. They weren't liars. They weren't thieves. They weren't whoremongers. They weren't promiscuous. They weren't adulterers. Nor did they mistreat or take advantage of others, says God's grace,
favor and peace are to all those who are called to be saints. If you are a saint of God, peace and prosperity belong to you, not because of anything that you did or didn't do, but instead it is due because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary for all of us. Amen. Our Father blesses us. Amen. Amen. Our Father blesses us. Brother Bill, tell me about the testimony.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. We have wonderful testimonies tonight. The Lord's really been working on the saints from all these sermons. Just listen to this testimony NK has. Praise after 12 years of claiming to follow Jesus while making selfish, rude, weird, inconsistent, unstable, harmful choices towards our family members due to fear, pride, and demonization, etc. The Holy Spirit gave me the words of apology to write to KK's parents, his family members, and you know what? I took full accountability and actually demonstrated compassion and care in Jesus' name. Amazing. God is changing us so much through MIC. Thank you, Lord. This is only the beginning. Yes, you're right, NK. It comes off in layers. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you that you are cleaning us. And the best part of it all is, yeah, praise you, Lord. Best part of it all is I didn't have to explain anything. We told them that we were flat wrong and there was no excuse. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And just praise Pastor Sabrina to cancel all fake shields, identities, and to hide behind. And God mercifully continues to reveal and strip me of those in Jesus' name. And after so many years of research and money trying to find the right group and sports extracurriculars for AK and NK, actually found the right sport and organization that fits all the wants and needs for, and it's, thank you, Lord. Everything is just working out. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And she had put a prayer request in the prayer room about a package that hadn't made it yet. And as soon as she did, the thing showed up. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And she also said that the neighbors were blaring this music through the wall. So I paused our lesson and began to pray. AK was praying. And then he said, the beat is Morse code. It keeps saying hate over and over again. Thank you, Lord, for revealing the enemy's tactics against us and others. Thank you in Jesus' name. We just praise you for those wonderful praise reports. And Beloved has a praise report. And she said, a little over 2 years ago, I made a prayer request to the Lord. I asked him to bless me to reassign from working. One of the biggest reasons I made this request was because I desired freedom from being an employee and operate my own business. The Lord answered and blessed this prayer request in his perfect timing. Our Lord is very good indeed. He not only blessed me the prayer request, he also saved me from a very oppressive work environment. Well, just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you for that praise report. We praise you for these praise reports. We just thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Caroline has, while at the optician, I pled the blood of Jesus over my eyes and the blood over my mind. The optician surprised me and said, my eye is optimum. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord, and we praise you for these wonderful praise reports. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. You're worthy of all of our praise. Now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God has been moving. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, saint, I want to encourage you to recast tonight's broadcast. There was a lot that was said in a short period of time. And no, you did not get it all the first time. Amen? One of our sisters wrote me and said that after she recast one of our messages the first time, she did it a second time. And she found places that she had missed. She didn't pick up the first time. So she did it a third time and found more things that she missed. Then she did it a fourth time. You know, if you listen once and you think you got it all, you miss something. So I want to encourage you to listen to the encouragement of your sister and recast the broadcast so you can pick up the parts that you missed. Amen? Amen, because there's a lot packed into this message tonight. The Lord really wanted us to get a strong grasp of the blessing of eternal life, the blessing of hope, the blessing of confidence, the blessing of restoration. God blesses his people, but sometimes his people act like they don't know what a blessing is. To go back, and we need to look up those scriptures. That's right. That's going to take some time, but it's well worth it. Because once that word has been put down in your spirit, you'll begin to act out of it instead of what you've been operating out of prior to now. Amen? Amen. And when you're challenged in the face with one of your unbelieving relatives, guess what you'll do? All of a sudden, you'll hear that word pop out of your mouth just at the right moment, just for them. Amen. God arms us with what we need. He really, really does. He arms us with what we need. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All righty. So, we're going to, amen, I'm scrolling through here now, praise the Lord, amen, amen, there it is, praise God, amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And where did I put that? Here it is. Here it is. So she found it. She found it. That's right. I found it. God is gracious. And he helps me to find things sometimes. Amen. He helps me to find things. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, Brother Marshall is going to lead us before the throne, and we're going to pray for the parents and families of the soldiers who were slain in the attack at the Kabul airport. We're going to pray, just judge, to give us a judgment concerning Mitch McConnell. And this has to do with CBD and THC. And if you don't know what that is, you'll find out as we pray. We're going to pray about the prevalence of communism being expressed in the U.S. and in other free nations, with the emphasis on the exploitation of divisions between people, differences between people. You see, communism deliberately channels the upsetness and rage of persons into a collective hatred, like it solidifies into group hatred. This is an antichrist spirit, and you see it in operation all over the world. We're going to pray about the communism that we see in free nations that deceives the public with lies. And as a result, it establishes a
what is considered revolutionary united front. We're asking the righteous judge to release his judgment. We're asking the Heavenly Father to provide us with divine guidance and direction in our reactions to the onslaught of communism and Marxism in free nations. And we're asking the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to reign over us. You said, well, I hardly remember what they taught us in Americanism versus communism. Well, I suggest that you refresh yourself because it's here. It's here and it's in full force. It's working. And you need to know it and recognize it and see it for what it is. Amen? Amen. Now, on that prayer request about CBD and THC, there is almost no, that there is like one or two products, and they are prescription products, that on the market that have CBD and they don't have the THC in it. All the rest of that stuff that's sold openly everywhere, anybody can get it, it's got some THC in it because it costs too much to get it all out. Amen. Brother Marshall?
Praise the Lord. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you, Lord, for feeding your sheep, not just physically, but that too, but spiritually tonight. It was a really, really, really powerful, powerful, rich word tonight. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So much, so much. Wow. Woo. And there's some scriptures in there, Sabrina pointed out. I thought I'd read them all, but there's some that never put them connected before. So thank you, Lord. We have a lot to still learn. Thank you, Lord. We're still, you're teaching all of your children. Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, please make all of our prayers effectual and fervent for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth's sake. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're ever living to make intercession for us. And that's the only way we can come before your throne of grace with our big brother, Jesus. In time of need, we come boldly before your throne of grace, Father. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it will be given him. Give each of us the wisdom to yield to your Holy Spirit, first of all. I was chastened by that too, Lord. I thank you for that, for chastening all that you'd like to chasten your children. You're the good vine dresser. You know how to prune us, and I thank you, Lord, for doing so, and I give you praise and honor and glory for doing so. I came across the scripture, Father, where is it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This is just a little quickie. 1 Corinthians 14. Where is it? He that speaketh an unknown tongue, speaketh, 1 Corinthians 14, 14:4, but he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Well, it says, if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. So, Lord, I need to know a lot more. So help me to allow your Holy Ghost to pray through me. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for praying. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for interceding. I thank you for that blood of sprinkling. As the saints pray in the Spirit, as we pray according to your word, Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, all these situations that Pastor Sabrina just listed, Father God, and that you pour forth of your Spirit. These are the last days. We really need your Holy Spirit more than we've ever had. We've needed him before because nobody can really understand your word without the Holy Ghost teaching us, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you pour forth of your Spirit, and you, because the Holy Ghost comes to comfort those. You said, mourn with those who mourn. So, Father, we're concerned for the parents and families of those soldiers who were slain in the attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, Father. And I've heard from different sources, Father God, it was totally unnecessary. Was it just a blood sacrifice, Father, to Satan? I don't know. But, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to comfort all the family members, all the friends, and all the parents in Jesus' name. I know many of them are shocked and grieving. So many young people right in the early part of their life, Father God, to be snuffed out like that. Satan, you're bound. Every one of your demonic spirits are bound. Every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, continually bound, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, coming against all the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and all those standing for the truth as best they know how, we cancel your demonic assignments. So Father, please pour forth of your Spirit and help those family members, help the parents and all those that are grieving, Father God. Comfort them, Father God. Pour forth, pour oil on troubled waters, as it were. Particularly, Father God, minister to their hearts and to their hypothalamuses, and grant them the extraordinary gift, even as you did by the Lord Jesus and through the Lord Jesus. As you said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, because some of those parents and family members may not know, and some of the people who are offended by what happened may not know. Our battle's not against people. Our battle's not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. You require us to love the people, because it said if we don't love our neighbor that we can see, how can we love God who we've not seen? Even as I remember my trip to Israel, Father God, and I was traveling with some men that had never flown before. They were Amish from the Pennsylvania area. And Father God, at that time, there was one of those trumped up false flag things where they had somebody shoot some Amish children or something like that. And those dear saints, and some of them must have been dear saints, because they say, we forgive the people. Wow. So we bind up every Manchurian candidate, all the ungodly mind control spirits trying to bring wrath and division in this country in Jesus' name, and every nation for that matter, every nation where there's any believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any believers in the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We bind up every one of those ungodly spirits in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And Father, I do ask for your divine intervention and your righteous judgment concerning what's going on with Mitch McConnell. And this may be just the tip of the iceberg of the thing that Dr. Sabrina's pointed out about the CBD with a TCH and a THC, excuse me, in it. And Father, we ask, Father, you bring to light what needs to be brought to light, not just in this case, but for all those in high positions, those that got there because they were looking maybe not for the necessarily the benefit of their constituents, or they're pretending to represent their constituents. We ask you to bring all these things to light. And if you can grant those people, including Mitch McConnell, I don't know if you can, but if you can grant them the gifts of repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, that they will recover themselves from the snare of the devil, like you say, where is that? In 2 Timothy 2, starting in verse 24, grant them the gifts of repentance so they can recover themselves from the snare of the devil. Like Judas was in the snare of the devil. He spent at least 3 years, whatever it was, with Jesus. He saw the signs and wonders and the miracles. Did he really want just a couple pieces of silver? Was that worth? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? And Jesus said, would have been better for him if he had never been born. Oh, my goodness, Father. So many people might be better for them if they'd never been born, unless they get to repent before they leave this world. Oh, King Jesus, you're so merciful, but you are. It says grace and truth came by, yes, grace came by Jesus Christ, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It says God is, I think that's Psalm 7. God is angry with the wicked every day. That's the psalm we have. God is angry with the wicked every day. You hate the people that make Satan their head by obeying him. Those that have their hands out to take graft and corruption, those that are seeking some payback because, well, they gave somebody some benefits, another got some special interest group, or worse, another foreign country's going to line their pockets. But we can't take anything to heaven. Of course, it won't do us the least bit of good in hell. You don't even have a drop of water, Mitch, unless you repent, in the lake of fire. It's not a good place to go. Oh, Lord, deliver all those people who think they're Christians that have made horrific decisions, Father God, by yielding to idolatry. I think we never read that last verse was it 1 John chapter 5? I think it says, flee from idolatry. How about covetousness? Is that idolatry? Did that get Judas in trouble? Ooh. Lord, deliver all those people from spirits of idolatry in Jesus' name, particularly those in positions of authority in the United States, but every nation for that matter. Yes, in France. Yes, in Great Britain. Yes, in Australia. Yes, in all these different nations. And those people that don't know. You said, my people perish for lack of knowledge, whether it's Hebrew, Hosea 4:6 or somewhere. So, Father, we ask you to teach your people. Give them a hunger and a thirst for what you want, for your word, Lord, because we don't live by physical food. We thank you for physical food, and it's nice while we're in these earthly bodies. But thank you, Lord, for this spiritual food, the living bread from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire to know the difference between what is a blessed nation, blessed of the Lord, that want to make God, the God who created everything, the head of the nation, like the United States was originally founded with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, one nation under God, not just any old God, the God, although some people mix it in with masonry. But, Lord, we ask for the truth to come forth, Father God, and teach those, Father God, the difference between communism and the stuff that's being pushed in the United States and other nations. In fact, it's being pushed in almost every nation now. They're trying to push kind of a communism, so-called communism, which is not what they say it is. Not really what they say it is. It was a wonderful, wonderful saint. And he had the privilege of talking to the second in charge of his country, which was Nepal at the time, way back. And they had a king, and they had the second in charge was a communist, well, dictator, because that's what real communism, the way it actually works. And he says, well, you can never be a real communist, a real socialist. You can never be a real socialist unless you're a real Christian. And he quoted the business in Acts, where's the end of Acts? Is it, maybe it's chapter 2, I forget where it is right now, maybe it's further on, where they had everything in common. Why? Because they loved Jesus more than their natural possessions. They wanted to share with their brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, that's what communism pretends to be like, but you can never, communism is it's a demonic counterfeit of what the Christian faith is all about. Being able to love one another. Communism is based on greed and self-hatred. Hatred of all human beings. They think whoever the ones in charge are, they think they're little gods, and all the rest of us are just like little cattle that can be disposed of at will. So, Father God, we ask you to grant the people in this nation the gift of deliverance from the Antichrist spirit that's rising up in the nations of the world, all the different nations of the world. Deliver us from every spirit of Antichrist, Father God, and communism, Father God, and all of Satan's false isms, Father God, in Jesus' name, Marxism and fascism and all these things in Jesus' name. You said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be delivered. So we take the cup of salvation, like it says in Psalm 116, verse 13, and we take the cup of salvation and call upon your name, because your name is written in blood. I am that I am, the eternal God. And Jesus has the power of an endless life, like it says. And that's that name. That's that name, that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel speaking. Help, Father, help us and deliver us for Jesus' sake, because we're not able to do it. So we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you, Lord. Just like it says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, there's this great host coming against us, but we don't know what to do, but we're looking to you, Lord. Now, we can't see Father God. He's invisible. We see Jesus, who's the visible representation of the invisible God. And we thank you, Father God, for creating mankind in your image. In the image of God created he man. What is that image of God? For whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Something to that effect. It's in Genesis 6, 9, or something like that. Maybe I got the number switched. Yeah, I think it is switched. I think it's 9-6. Kind of forgive me, Lord. And I repent for entertaining any ungodly generational iniquity spirits to cause that to happen, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those spirits leading to dyslexia. I repent for all those generational inherited species, spirits, Father God, forgive me and deliver me. And all those in the sound of my voice, deliver us all from every spirit that would cause any type of confusion, Father God, in Jesus' name, from all sources. And teach the children, teach the big children, the youth, teach those in college, not to necessarily listen to everything the professor says is the gospel truth, because it's not. It is brought there by some people from the Communist Party in Russia, maybe more in China, that are paying the people to be influenced to teach the garbage to the children in Jesus' name, and not just in the colleges, in the high schools. And Father God, we thank you for raising up the parents to say, no more critical race theory, no more of this Marxism. No, because that's all critical race theory is. It's just Marxism. Try and cause division, separation. So, Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication in all these areas, Father God, including those communistic antichrist spirits trying to deceive the public with lies, try to establish a revolutionary united front in this nation and all the nations for that matter. Yes, they're working diligently in Australia right now. They're working diligently in New Zealand. They're working diligently in France. We ask the righteous judge for your divine intervention and adjudication because your hand is not too short to save. And we thank you for saving each one, Father, in Jesus' name. We know that the spirits behind communism are out there diligently trying to deceive the public with lies. Who's the father of lies? I think I remember reading in John 6:44, that's Satan. He's the father of all lies. Trying to establish a revolutionary united front, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father. We ask Heavenly Father to provide us with divine guidance and direction for all of our reactions in the natural and in the spiritual from this onslaught of Satan's kingdom concerning communism and Marxism and all the nations that consider themselves to be free nations, quote-unquote, free nations, as it is written in the prayer request, and asking the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to truly rule and reign over all these nations. Even as Sabrina quoted in what that wonderful scripture she pointed out, I don't know if I can find it fast enough. There were so many scriptures today. Wow, what a feast. Wow, thy words were found and I did eat them. You want to rule over all the nations. And we ask you to do so. And we know, and I know Sister Marla loves to quote this, and it's true. It's a really powerful scripture in Isaiah chapter 6. In fact, that early part of Isaiah chapter 6 is a really good stuff to meditate on when the Lord, when the time is right. Is that where it is, Lord? I know, isn't Isaiah chapter 6? Oh, it's before that. Deliver me, and I'm in agreement with all Dr. Sabrina's prayers concerning confusion, all these nasty things, whether it's coming from electronic sources, 5G, and every other thing, including those people, including those connected related to us. Deliver all those connected related to us, Lord, that have been bewitched by with all these bewitching spirits trying to get people to get the jab, Father, in Jesus' name, and all these other bewitching spirits trying to cause people to flock to do what Fauci says. Every spirit, speaking of lies, and all the spirits, deliver Fauci if you can deliver him, Lord, in Jesus' name, and all those that are propagating things to line their own pockets in Jesus' name. And I'm not here to accuse human beings, Father God. We bind up every one of those demons of greed and hard-heartedness, idolatry, and rebellion against the living God. And we cancel our assignments to all those who have interceded for, Father, and we ask you to deliver each one, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Your hand is not too short to save. Thank you, Father God, for extending your hand. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We ask you to reveal your arm to the Jewish people and all the people. Remove the veil, Father God, from the hearts and minds that need to have their veil removed. In Jesus' name. And make all of our prayers effectual and fervent in Jesus' name. Anyway, the government is on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. Isn't it chapter 9? There it is, chapter 9. It's verse 6, not chapter 6. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And by the way, that's also Hebrew, is Pele. It means translated secret. For those of you who are quoting Psalm 91, it's a nice thing to know. His name is secret. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, El Gibor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus came in the name of his Father. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We bless you out of the house of the Lord. We're your house, Lord, and we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end, because we do know all things do work together for good for those who love the Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for Pat Holiday teaching us and Sabrina Sessions teaching us and Brother Bill teaching us. Thank you, Brother Bill, sending the revelation that Brother Hicks got, and it was in 1961 in Canada, about the great awakening you're going to bring, Father God, in these last days. We know we're in the last days because your word says these are in the last. We are in the last days. We ask you, Father God, to remove the veil from the minds and hearts of not just the Jewish people, but all the people, Father God, that they can see the truth, Father, in Jesus' name. And those in authority, Father God, in this land, in different areas, those involved with elections, Father God, those that are trying to cover their backsides, Father God, help them to be looking for what's down the pike, not just to keep out of jail, but those that are looking for, where are they going to spend eternity, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help many, many people in the Valley of Decision to make the right choice in Jesus, including those connected and related with all those in the sound of my voice. Oh, Father God, grant them the gifts of repentance, Father God, if they need it in Jesus' name, and give them eyes to see, true eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, Father, in Jesus' name. Protun Makastel, and as people wake up, you said when your judgments are on the earth, the people will learn righteousness, Father. And a lot of judgments are going on. There are a lot of forest fires going on. A lot of flooding going on. A lot of judgments. Are these? And we bind up every one of those ungodly spirits trying to control the weather and the atmosphere, contrary to the Most High God. Every witchcraft curse being used. All use of electronic means and technical and mechanical things, harp and every other thing, trying to steer storms like that little Hurricane Ida business and the tropical depression that brought ridiculous amounts of water in a very short period of time. We bind up every one of those demonic spirits that they're trying to use, even as Al Gore said, yeah, that will be the weapon coming up, is to control the weather. He said it publicly, so it's not like conspiracy theory. He just happened to let the cat out of the bag. That's what they like to do. And Father God, we know that they can do that kind of stuff. So we speak to all those spirits trying to control the weather and the atmosphere, contrary to Father God's perfect plan. And we say, Shalom. We bind every demonic spirit. Father, send your obedient angels to break those machines in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft curse, return on the heads of the spirits that sent them to do those spirits what they intended to do. To all those standing for the truth, especially all those that are in the body of Christ and coming into the body of Christ, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we ask you to reveal what's really going on, Father, and we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. Because you said, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. And you said in Matthew, as I'm turning there, help me to hide your word in my heart, Lord, I will not sin against you. Matthew 10, 26, Jesus says, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, including what's going on with Mitch McConnell and Fauci, his emails coming out. Nothing hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Thank you, Lord, for revealing what's going on in Jesus' name. And you said in Proverbs 6, beginning of verse 30, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. I don't think Mitch McConnell was hungry. I don't think Fauci was hungry. I don't know about all these people in different positions of authority. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house, particularly for the demons. Every witchcraft curse returned at least sevenfold with continual repetitions on the demons. On the demons that sent them, do to them what they intend to do to us. The curse causeless shall not come in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the saints in Jesus' name. And since we're going to be reading Psalm 7 coming up this next few days, well, the next day or so, Lord is reminding me about Psalm 7, verse 15. For those people that are making pits, trying to push critical race theory, trying to push Marxism, trying to push all these things, trying to push the jab, trying to push lies and deception, oh, it's those terrible Trump supporters. They're bringing about this uprising, this false flag, what they're planning to do. We ask you to bring it all to light, Lord. And you said, he made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief, as it is written in Psalm 7, that was verse 15, verse 16, the mischief shall return upon his own head and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. Upon his own head, it's going to come right down on him in Jesus' name. What happened to in Esther. Now, that's the book, right? The 17th book in the Bible. And in the 7th chapter, at the 7th verse, what happened to the king when he was upset? When his wife said, "It's this," "it's the wicked Haman who has this plan to kill all my people. If they just wanted to make us slaves, I would have been quiet," she said. But she prayed and fasted. And what happened? She took the king to a banquet of wine. What does the wine represent? God's judgment. It represents the fire of the living God falling upon evil. And that's what happened. He rose up from the banquet of wine in his wrath and went into the palace garden. Ooh, just trying to cool himself off. He just found out that this guy, he thought he was his right-hand man, such a great guy. He found out, uh-oh, he's trying to kill my wife. That's not very nice. He's going, and he comes back in, and then this guy who he thought was his buddy is leaning toward his wife. He's like, "Oh, he's trying to make out with my wife. Wanted to step outside for a second." And then one of the guys said, "Well, this guy who he thought was his buddy, and not your buddy, he wanted to kill this guy who saved your life, Mordecai. He built a gallows. You think you want to use that? Yeah, it's a great idea. Go take him to the gallows that he built. And so you brought it to pass, and we thank you for bringing it to pass, Lord. We thank you for your divine intervention and adjudication for all these people that have bowed the knees to Satan, unless they repent, Father. And the time you give them to repent, did Khrushchev repent, according to Pat Holliday? Did Saul of Tarsus repent, who spoke terrible things and got people to blaspheme God, and he gave consent when they were killed? He may not have killed them himself, but he gave consent when they were killed. Did Biden do that? Did he give consent? Of course, he doesn't have all his faculties necessarily. At least that's the way he's portrayed. But whoever was behind that, whoever his handlers are, we bind up every one of those demons and the handlers of all those in authority trying to ram through their agenda, the New World Order agenda, the Great Reset, and all these demonic plans of the enemy in Jesus' name to kill, steal, and or destroy, trying to bring in a bioweapon to kill tremendous numbers of people in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those that can repent. And we do believe, Father God, from what we've heard, Donald Trump actually is a believer in Jesus, but he seems to be a little bit blinded by something. Yes, did he push the vaccine? Yeah, he did push the so-called vaccine, and it was supposed to save millions of lives, and maybe it did, because they didn't lock us down for 5 years, and that would have killed more people, suicides and people starving and all the rest of it. But, Father God, the vaccine is not a vaccine. The vaccine is not meant for our good, Father God. We ask you to bring everything to the light. Bring everything to the light that was planned, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as these plans were, why do they bring out, why do they bring out a patent for the COVID thing more than 5 years or whatever, or 4 or 5 years before it even supposedly just happened to be leaked from the Wuhan lab by accident, supposedly? Father God, we ask that the truth all come out in Jesus' name, because whatever they said was just conspiracy theory, then they're saying, well, a couple months later, yeah, it did come from the Wuhan lab. Well, it was just an accident. It really, they didn't mean to send it out as a bioweapon to kill off the people in the United States so they can take over the country just because their people are starving to death over there. We ask you, Father God, to provide all the needs according to your saints, especially food and raiment and everything we genuinely need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. And Father God, I'm sorry if my prayers have not been as effective as I would like them to be, but we ask that your Holy Ghost groan through each of us the way you want. I thank you for the gift of the Spirit, Father God. Help us to allow your Holy Ghost to groan through us in these times, Father God, and to keep rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because you answered Paul and Silas' prayers when they were in prison, in stocks, in great pain, in stocks. And did they praise you, Lord? They were praising you, Lord, as they were praying. Who were they praying for? I think they were praying for their jailer. What happened to their jailer? He repented. He was just about to kill himself. You think they would have said, yippee, he's going to kill himself? No, they said, no, don't do yourself any harm. We're all here. He said, what must they do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved in your household. And that's one of those places, one of the 120 places in New Testament has so-called degree for saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And what happened to that jailer? He got gloriously saved in his whole household. And what did he do? He had fruit. And he washed their stripes. And he gave them something to do. lift your heart and you want Jesus to ask for the Holy Ghost baptism. And then you can have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I have a feeling the whole family said that. That the whole household believed. So we thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. According to Acts 16:31, all of our family members, all of Pat Holiday's family members, and all of those family members, and all of they'll all be fully saved, healed, delivered. And he said in Romans chapter 10, verse 19, the test of our mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Precious name, the Lord Jesus, our Savior. Amen.